In the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, entrepreneur Audrey Gelman seemed poised to lead a revolution. Her glossy co-working enclave, The Wing, was supposed to be a model for feminist social clubs built on activism, inclusion, and self-care. But instead, The Wing became a glaring example of toxic girl-boss culture and workplace discrimination. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Wing, a feminist social club that launched a few weeks before the 2016 election. It was supposed to ride a wave of girl power, giving women a space to come together. But instead, it evolved into an extremely toxic work environment and the biggest flop of the girl boss era. You're about to hear a preview of The Big Flop. While you're listening, follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the fifth floor of a building in Manhattan's trendy Soho district, Audrey Gelman, a former PR strategist and under 30 bigwig, holds court with like-minded female power players in her 10,000-square-foot clubhouse. Dubbed The Wing, Audrey's expansive hideaway is a lush gathering space, neatly decorated with brassy surfaces, scholarly tomes arranged by color, and pink couches that are, for a lack of a better adjective, labial. It's a feminist utopia. Women are reading and typing everywhere, and they're sipping drinks served by nervous but smiling baristas. If you watch the barista's eyes, you'll see they're all looking right up at the ceiling, where water droplets are starting to gather, threatening to fall on the boss. Employees nervously check their watches. Audrey excuses herself. She always has an important meeting to get to. Everyone pleasantly waves goodbye as she departs. The door shuts behind Audrey. A pause. Then staff members snap into action, whipping out buckets to place around the floor. There's another rainstorm coming this afternoon. Now's their chance to catch the water from the cracked ceiling. The buckets are now a routine at the Soho space, which the staff refer to as the Rainforest Cafe. By now, the workplace has gotten too toxic to bother your boss about a little thing like water damage. Unless you want to be the next one crying in the break room, the employees go back to their regular duties and wait out the storm. But, oh no, Audrey's meeting switched venues. She's coming back. Hide! No, not you. The buckets!
We believe that women deserve a space like this.
They're super high rent. They're not getting breaks from their landlords, so they're covering a huge rent nut.
Their corporate employees recently staged a digital walkout, which led to the resignation of CEO Audrey Gelman.
We are on a sinking ship.
From Wondery and at Will Media, this is The Big Flop, where we chronicle the greatest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time. I'm your host, Misha Brown, social media superstar and your wingman at Don't Cross a Gay Man. And today, we're talking about The Wing, a women's-only co-working space that girl-bossed itself right out of business.
And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.